Welcome to It Matters on a fun Friday, 10:18, 72 outside. And it's time for our movie reviews. Our movie reviews are brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant, seeking justice for the injured. And you can learn more at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. Here's Tim Lammers.
New in theaters is Where the Crawdads Sing, based on the 2018 novel by Delia Owens. Relative newcomer Daisy Edgar-Jones stars as Kaya Crawford, who as an 8-year-old girl grows up by herself after her abusive father, who already chased away her mom and siblings, abandons Kaya too, leaving the girl to fend for herself in the wilds in the marshes of North Carolina. Kaya's biggest obstacle comes 16 years after she's abandoned, when she goes on trial for first-degree murder in the mysterious death of a rich teen local. Part murder mystery, part trial drama, and part romantic drama, the crux of the film recounts Kaya's life up to the time of the murder, and despite no real evidence against the person they call Marsh Girl, jurors must decide whether they have to put aside their lifelong bias against the poor teen, which will and will result in her conviction and execution, or if she will go free. Where the Crawdads Sing is based on the blockbuster best-selling novel, and judging by this movie adaptation, it's easy to see why the book is so immensely popular. The story is compelling, the settings are beautiful, the screenplay is expertly crafted and directed, and the acting by Edgar Jones and David Strathairn, a local attorney who plays a local attorney who volunteers to defend Kaya, is stellar. Of course, the movie will be subject to criticism by the book's fans, but as someone taking this in as a fresh movie tale, I was very impressed. Where the Crawdads Sing is new in theaters.
All right. So this is one that you think you're pretty impressed with.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, look, there's a lot of hype for this movie, mainly because it was a monster bestseller worldwide, and, you know, reinterpreted in different languages, et cetera, oh. Sold 12 million copies. I don't know what the best-selling, you know, fictional novel is of all time, but apparently this one is up among them. So, yeah, I think, you know, obviously this is, I think this is going to be a big hit, and not really in terms of, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars like a Marvel movie or whatever. But certainly when it's a lower budgeted film like this one is, and you have this enormous fan base, I think it's going to do quite well.
Okay. Is it kind of a ghost story?
Not at all, really. No. I mean, you know, it's certainly, I guess you could say ghosts of the past in a way, but no, it's okay. Not, it's not a horror, you know, film or a haunted, you know, thriller or anything like that. No, I mean, yeah, it is somebody who's, you know, coming to terms with their past. But yeah, I mean, largely, again, it's more like a romantic drama in a sort of way, certainly a murder mystery and a courtroom drama. I mean, you have those three major things coming together, you know, during this film. It's told largely in flashback. It begins where this body is discovered. And again, because the public, you know, in this small area of North Carolina has always been biased against this so-called Marsh Girl because she's poor. You know, naturally the inclination is to pin the blame on her, and she had an association with the victim as well. So, you know, there's this inclination to just really, you know, prejudice, you know, a large prejudice against her, and let's just get this thing done and over with. So, no, it's the sort of thing that, you know, after my wife and I walked out of the screening the other night, there were a lot of readers, you know, clear readers of the book that were buzzing and talking about how faithful it was to the book. And my wife was among them. I mean, she thought that they did really, you know, well with the, you know, there are certainly, and again, I said criticisms of the movie. I mean, you see it with every movie adapted from a book. I mean, people think that there are parts of it that should have been put in there, et cetera. My wife would have liked to have seen, you know, more of, you know, her childhood and the struggles involved with that. Naturally, a few things that are I want to say switched around, but they're different. You know, they're different from the story that is told, but just slightly. I mean, nothing major. It's nothing to do with any of the characters or anything like that.
Wow. Is it anything like the feel of I think it was called The Green Mile with Tom Hanks.
That's an interesting comparison, and I guess I really never thought of it that way. But yeah, I mean, I guess that was a courtroom drama in a way?
It was more like a man was being blamed for something.
A murder on somebody.
An innocent person. Yeah, because they just pinned it on him because he was at the scene and they just assumed it was him. And actually, he wasn't at all. He was trying to save him.
Yeah, I would say the only real relation there would be, you know, with the fact that, you know, it's a murder mystery.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, but it's really, really hard to say. There was one movie that I can barely remember it, but you know, you think about a child raising themselves essentially in the wild. There was a movie called Nell.
Yes.
A long, long time ago with Jodie Foster.
Yep.
And for some reason I thought about that movie when I thought about this, but no, I mean, I think that the key here is just the expert, you know, writing by Delia Owens. And you know, it's just really written well. And the big question is whether that can be adapted in that same sort of way for the big screen. The big obstacle this movie faces going in is, again, those expectations.
Yeah.
But obviously, you know, whether a screenplay can match up to it, whether it presents those sorts of visuals that you're hoping for with it, and the acting. I mean, this, relative newcomer, I called her, Daisy Edgar Jones. She was just in this show on Hulu called Under the Banner of Heaven, where she played the wife. And in this particular case, she was a murder victim. And they're trying to solve the crime with her murder and her young infant. She's really good. And I think this movie is really going to take her to the next level. And then there's David Strathairn, a great character actor that you definitely know. And he's always so good and really just grounds the movie right away as this attorney that volunteers. He's retired, but he's in the community. He knows that there's a bias against her. Yeah. So, you know, he wants to give her a fair shot. So, you know, no real big stars in it. But in a way, I kind of appreciate that, because how many times do we see something with, for example, Jack Reacher with Tom Cruise? I love Tom Cruise. Don't get me wrong. But was he the right guy for the part? Probably not.
Yeah.
You know, he's a lot shorter than the guy that they got for the TV version, which people just loved. But in a way, sometimes people are distracted by those big names.
Yeah.
And when you have a situation here where, you know, there are people like, wow, they look familiar, you know, different character actors you've seen before, some fresh faces that probably the younger folks know, Kelly. You know, I'm certainly kind of oblivious to, you know, some of these right? younger talents, but, you know, they're good actors. I mean, they really know how to tell the story. And in a way, you know, when you see a movie like this, I think that the big selling point is just the fact that it's this worldwide phenomenon, this book.
Yeah.
And really you can get away with maybe casting, you know, lesser known people. Another big selling point for this movie is that Reese Witherspoon, she has this production company called Hello Sunshine that grabbed the rights to produce this thing. And I'm sure she paid a good amount of money for it. And so she's like the biggest name. So, you know, in the advertisements, they make sure to mention Reese Witherspoon's name. But she's not in the film or anything like that. But no, she's one of the creative people in getting this thing made.
Oh, crazy. Yeah. You know, when I think about reading books, it's like not my thing. I try because I know that there's so much in books, but I fall asleep. So
I'm right there with you. And I asked you if you might have read this again, just because, well, could Kelly have been one of the 12 million people that read this book?
No.
Because it's a huge number. I'm with you, though. I mean, I don't read fiction. I barely read at all for a guy who writes for a living mostly.
Yeah.
I don't read books, I should say.
Right.
I mean, I certainly read articles,
sure.
long form stuff. And if I read anything, it's biographies. So yeah, I mean, it's fun to see, again, this adaptation. And, you know, again, I'm giving it a fresh take with fresh eyes because this is a new story to me, right? Thankfully, and this is one thing, don't go Googling, you know, anything about this movie, because they might give you more details than you care to know.
Right.
You know, try, and I even avoid the trailers. I want to go see the trailer to see if they give anything away possibly with this, because it is a mystery that keeps you at arm's length for the duration of the film.
Okay.
I mean, it's, you know, the guy could have been murdered. He, you know, it could have been an accident. I mean, you don't know, but again, the internet is known for giving away things. So, yeah. You know, avoid that sort of stuff.
I'm thinking that if 12 million copies were sold, I'm thinking that this might actually be a book that I could read. Because if I can get into one, it's not very often, but when I get into one, there is the possibility that I can't put it down. And yeah. I've read one of those books.
You'll want to check that out. I mean, this isn't the sort of book that you need to go to the bookstore to buy.
No.
Although I do suggest you support your local bookstore.
Yes,
but, you know, it's, believe me, it's everywhere on the shelves. I've seen it everywhere sitting out, you know, in retail and, of course, online, too. But, yeah, again, folks, you know, if you can support the local bookstore, that would be good to go
always
check
a good
out this
idea.
Book.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we have to go, but this is something. Would you give it a, like, on a scale from 1 to 10, where do you rate it?
I'd give it a solid 8.
Yeah.
Well,
really, that's good.
It's a great film. It's rare that I give a film a 10, you know, which is where I top things out.
Mm-hmm.
I might give Spinal Tap an 11 just because that's part of the whole, this amp goes to 11 sort of thing. But other than that, everything else only goes up to 10.
Okay. Only goes up to 10. All right. DirectConversations.com is where people can listen to some great interviews. And I don't know if you have anything new up there for us that you want to tell us about.
Well, if you're a video game player, there's a couple people from The Quarry, which is a huge video game that people can play now. So I've interviewed a couple folks from there.
Oh, fun. All right, Tim, thank you so much for being here. It's Tim Lammers for your movie reviews, brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant, Seeking Justice for the Injured. You can learn more at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com.